From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Bashar al-Assad claims victory in Aleppo. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says history is being made with the defeat of insurgents of Aleppo. In a video message posted on the Syrian presidency's Telegram channel Thursday, Assad said that what is happening is bigger than congratulations. The last remaining rebels in eastern Aleppo, as well as tens of thousands of civilians, are currently being evacuated under a ceasefire deal reached with Russia, a close ally of Assad. Driving insurgents from Syria's largest city is Assad's greatest victory since the start of the conflict. Britain's defense minister, Michael Fallon, had a quick and strong reaction to the Syrian president's claim.
There is no victory in bombing hospitals, in restricting humanitarian aid, and ending up in a country that you only control 40% of, and is, you know, half destroyed with millions dispersed and hundreds of thousands killed. That is no victory. We don't see a future for Syria with President Assad. On the contrary, we continue to work for a political settlement in Syria that is genuinely pluralist, that can involve all sectors of Syrian society, but not Assad himself.
Fallon co-hosted a meeting of defense ministers from the Global Coalition Against Daesh with his U.S. counterpart, Ash Carter, in London. Traces of explosives were found on some of the victims of the Egypt Air crash in May, and that according to Egypt's Civil Aviation Ministry. According to a ministry statement Thursday, state prosecutors are expected to take over the investigation into Flight 804's crash that killed 66 people. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Thursday again rejected the CIA's conclusion that Russia manipulated the U.S. election as the hacking scandal expanded into a hefty foreign policy exchange just 5 weeks before he takes office. Even as NBC News reported that U.S. intelligence had concluded that Russian President Vladimir Putin himself had a direct hand in the hacking plot, Trump took to Twitter to dismiss the issue, which has been roiling since before he defeated Hillary Clinton on November 8th. He tweeted, "If Russia or some other entity was hacking, why did the White House wait so long to act? Why did they only complain after Hillary lost?" The conclusions by key intelligence bodies, including the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI, have been accepted throughout the government, including among top members of Trump's Republican Party. A bomb blast killed 5 soldiers and injured a dozen other people in the Somali capital on Thursday, hours after a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint, killing the attacker. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but Islamist al-Shabaab militants have been trying to disrupt Somalia's protracted parliamentary elections, part of efforts to rebuild the fractured nation after decades of war. The 3-month vote is due to end on December 29th. Abdel Fattah Omar Halani, the spokesman for the Mogadishu municipality, said a bomb placed under a tree where people were sitting outside of a tea shop killed the soldiers and that the wounded included civilians. Earlier in the day, a car bomb blew up at a checkpoint near the National Theater in Mogadishu, killing the bomber. That, according to police in the coastal capital, there was no immediate word on whether anyone else was killed or injured in the blast. Witnesses said the explosion was followed by gunfire, killing the attacker. No immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but al-Shabaab militants have been trying to disrupt those parliamentary elections, part of efforts to rebuild the fractured nation. Britain is set to become the first country in the world to legally offer 3-parent baby fertility treatments after regulators gave the green light. The technique, which uses DNA from 2 women and a man, would allow mothers to carry disease-causing mutations in their mitochondrial genes to give birth to children free of the illnesses. British lawmakers had voted in February to allow the treatment, which uses in vitro fertilization, but clinics needed to obtain licenses from the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. The chair of that, Sally Cheshire, hailed the historic and important decision to license the treatment, calling it a world first.
That's the latest world news from VOA.